thanks everyone for coming again and sticking around. And be sure to stay after the poetry and just come around to explain another set. This first poem is the third poem in a series that I'm writing about glossolalia, or speaking in tongues. The errant word collapses as if shot, heartless head and all draped in garlands, the life of epileptic sons, diadems for Helios, silence suffers the song of speech and gerund, grammar cleaved by melisma, heralds, all. Such simple tincturing, steep the tongue in, scented balms and salves, draw out language, draw out plain song, our inchoate praise, breath chokes on elegy, chokes with its solicified glottis, chokes on remember when it was worth remembering. The next is the first, this is new, piece in another linguistic abnormality, aphasia. On this perfect day, we will be defenestrating like pretty horses as they shallow in their cruelest apples, the pile of all those towels, and perquesi, the finished blooms, are altruistic. It's just the cocksucker blues is all. Your face is slicking my tail on, it has teeth. Simone de Beauvoir is a nice chair. This bread has too many teeth in it, in case you were glyphing. Sapphics are so ululating, don't we, Zero? Anger can be flour, canned kale with dressing of hibiscus root and leprous near mine. A milked maid is worth two apostrophes, and those Peter Lorre eyes of his, they remind me of sevens. Lupinous strands of slime trail the moths. I love brushing my pharaoh just after I've ejaculated. I've been bored smashing hummingbirds, a pair of dice lost. You sigh. Henry Miller reminds me of a drunk goat. If you write a triptych, you must be well hung. From ritual to no pants, a favorite meow of mine. Don't be persnickety, pain storious, go on, slice me with it. Interraro bang is an outdated filling station, always fucking Canadians. Be a gentleman and light my plum before you unhook your garters. Let's table this discussion for blundersome blood. Must be that time of the day, I guess. This is a town full of skeletons, and did you hear? Clara Mussolini has been herniating a Cossack. He fangs for eyes and teeth for fingers, so it's not easy to make a proper cocktail or shoot craps. Your poetry smells like Hieronymus Bosch and prison sex. No, no, I'm writing horn chips. This is called Go Through the Window. By wood, sharp language underneath the incorrect, a pyre. They scattered the us, a ripped hunk of powder ships. I have closet palaces and stately fingers and greed underneath the greed. Is this a joke before the spoils? After, could we, nose advocates, aware that underneath the sail cells are a bus, is a boot. I am the power of remembrance. Oh? Oh! The bone background. Mechanics and Bolshevik opponents are in with their reviews. Critics give it no ransom. Dead boy. They knew. New coding. Here's where I want my new epic history of idols and its score programming away. This is a poem that I composed entirely using pieces of spam from my junk mail folder. It's called The Wisdom of Children. Please do not delete this. I have no dislikes. I dislike dislikes. These characterizations of his funny or occasionally touching searches related to first graders at an Episcopal Sunday school in stitches, or an archive of the most hilarious, bizarre, ignorant, bigoted, and terrifying quotes from gynecologists on his first sober visit to Mount Rushmore. I thought I'd continue as political editor, as at an all-time high in what kind of lifestyle change is preferred. Me, left my husband. I know how cute kids can be when fed. Money obtained from spam will go to children in Uganda. This next piece is called Duct Tape. One. Welcome to our cultural opium dens, palaces of rotting flowers, perfumes, ankle-deep, detritus brushing past my calves, along with Guy Debord's pompous cadaver, all the while his dead eyes peering through the muck, gagging on the latest litany of exiles and traitors. In the decor of the spectacle, the eye meets only things and their prices. No one knows anyone that well, hidden costs after all. See, you have to buy the supplement too, that's where they get you. The price of secrecy, after all, is an assault on privacy. The agencies find themselves bemusedly aroused, rain forecasted in the northwest, idle chatter, that's all. They read Heidegger now, you know. Mr. DeBoer would not be pleased. 2. I've already used it in a piece. It's mine. We own the thoughts we've lost, and they own us. Still, we are losing the things we have let go of. However, we are surprised when they are no longer our own. Dear sir or madam, I demand the return of the thing which you have stolen. It is not property and therefore cannot be party to a theft. It's not that I object your having lifted it, you say liberated, so casually out from underneath our front porch. It's that nothing is mine. I admit it's just a name, I didn't want it. And the burden of the name is its signature, yet all the same I demand its return. All the best, moment of sadness, opinion slummings. Now I'm going to read something from Finnegan's Wake. I've been rereading this book in pieces, like not in order, since there's really no point anyway. it starts in the middle of one sentence and ends in the middle of the same sentence, so theoretically you could open the book at any page, start reading, and it would mean the same thing. This is the end of the Anna Livia Plurabelle chapter, my personal favorite. Ah, but she was the queer old Scotia, anyhow, Anna Livia, Trinkertoes. And sure, he was the queer old Bunce too, dear dirty dumpling, footsooth feather of Fingals and Dothergills, Gamer and Gaffer, they're all their gangsters. Hadn't he 7 dams to wive him, and every dam had her 7 crutches, and every crutch had its 7 hues, and each hue had a differing quai, suds for me and supper for you and the doctor's bill for Jojon. Before, Bifer. He married his markets, cheap by foul, I know, like any Etrusian Catholic heathen, in their pinky, limony, creamy Bernsies, and their Turkish Indian malves. And but at Milked Mass, who was the spouse? Then all that was fair, 'tis Elevenland, teams of times and happy returns, they sign anew, or Ludovico or Viricordo. Anna was, Livia is, Plurabelle's to be, Northman's thing made South folk's place, but how multi-pluriters made each one in person? Latin me that, my Trinity scholar, out of your Sanskrit into our Irian. Hircus civis eblanesis. He had buckdoat packs on him, soft ones for orphans. Ho, Lord, twins of the bosom, Lord save us, and ho, hey, what, all men hot? His tittering daughters of walk? Can't hear with the waters of, the chittering waters of, frittering bats, field mice, balk talk. Ho, are you not gone a home? What, Tom Malone? Can't hear with balk of bats, all them leafying waters of, ho, talk save us, my foos won't ruse, I feel old as yonder elm, a tale told of Sean or Shem, all Livia's daughtersons, dark hawks hear us, night, night, my ho head halls, I feel as heavy as yonder stone. Tell me of John or Sean. Who were Shem and Sean, the living sons or daughters of? Night now, tell me, tell me, tell me, elm. Night, night, tell me tale of stem or stone beside the rivering waters of, hithering and thithering waters of, night. And this poem doesn't have a title, and I'm going to read one more after this, and I'll be done. Just a little chance bacteria. Even licentious beds are touched by dawn. Now falling from the sky to the wet ground, once and but once found in thy company. A dull head among windy spaces. I dream of wheels. That's the easy part of the forecast. To what distance and by what path? It is the tyranny of the simple over the long-winded. There is a past haunted by the future, which is devoid of predicates. Meanwhile, the nimble-finned citadel easily disposes of the last opponent. Unlimber your skulls and secure your mouth against my father now gone planted, my mother as alive as ever she was, asleep. For the sake of raging days to be, everyone stands alone on the heart of the earth, grieving the sapless limbs, the shorn and shaken on this machine. Is this a prospectus of appearances? Lead us under the curtain. The zero vector exists. To what had the vision in me reverted? Hannah, I can. Come clear of the nets of wrong and right. Shadow, shadow, come. Come and take this up. And this is a chance experiment. I put 2 poems in my back pocket and I pulled out Twice Between. A closed garden, stem wet with dew, gilded stamen, twice lit between, bodies, bodies. Quail in the reeds, semen, my hand, his hot breath now, eyes drink my skin, sleepless, sleepless. Fleshy fingers, kneading white bone, tasting pure sweat, giving my womb to you, to you. Remember this, longing after, our betweens and our afterthoughts are mine, are mine. Thank you. Carlos.